Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Prisons and jails are overcrowded, and they're expensive. One solution to both problems is to put fewer people behind bars by turning inmates around so they don't come back. In another report in our occasional series on prisons, WBUR's David Boeri this morning reports on one jail in Massachusetts that seems to be succeeding. The problem is that not enough inmates can get into it.
The Correctional Alternative Center in Lawrence lies between Route 495 and the banks of the Merrimack River. Inmates call it the farm. So too do people who run the Essex County Corrections Department. Joe Frenari is the superintendent.
It's wide open. It's a serious trust factor.
Imagine an open campus where inmates live like students in a dormitory setting. There are no jail bars, no uniforms, no guards, no fence.
We have a capacity of 340, and we all live together, and we have to treat the respect as if you're living here. I tell the guys, like living over your grandmother's house. You wipe your feet, take your hat off, and watch your mouth. All kidding aside.
Designed to look and feel like life on the outside, the farm embodies the philosophy that the way to turn inmates around is to push them into treatment training and supervised early reentry on the other side of the wall. Assistant Superintendent Jim Petrosino helped design the reentry program.
If you get these guys a job, housing, and have them go to meetings, those are the three important things to keep these guys from coming back.
Indeed, a significantly lower percentage of inmates come back to jail after graduating from the farm. The recidivism rate is more than 20% lower than it is at Essex County's main jail, the House of Corrections in Middleton. From the top down, everyone and everything at the farm runs toward reentry.
Get them back out there. Get them involved. Get them up in the morning. Get them back to what they're supposed to be doing. Get up, get washed, have a meeting, go work, come home, have dinner, have another meeting. Get yourself together. Think about what your plan is going to be when you get out.
The farm has to work fast because the average inmate stays in jail for only 8 months. But the atmosphere here is brighter than in the conventional jail.
Inmates have, you know, hope, optimism. You know, there's alternatives here that they don't have in Middleton.
Says inmate Ernest Scurra. He's sitting next to his mother in a setting far more relaxed than in the higher security, overcrowded jail in Middleton. In terms of incentives, getting to the farm is a big carrot.
There's a more positive outlook here than there is when you're incarcerated. You're in Middleton, it's very structured, very strict, and it's a very negative atmosphere down there.
Down the road at the House of Corrections in Middleton is where every Essex County inmate starts out, and where many will remain for the rest of their sentence. But the deal between the Alternative Correctional Center and eligible inmates in Middleton is straightforward. Show us you want to improve yourself. We'll get you out of jail and up to the farm and help you find education, housing, and outside jobs where you can begin work before your sentence ends.
So you can go out, get a job the last 90 days of your sentence, have some money in your pocket, instead of just being walked out the front door of a correctional facility with not a dime in your pocket and your buddies that you got arrested with picking you up in the parking lot.
But you have to earn the opportunity, says Middleton Superintendent Michael Marks.
We put a plan in place for here. We want you to go to the substance abuse community, and we want you to do at least 60 days there, show good faith that you're committed to being clean and sober.
The contrast between the Middleton jail and the farm, between chains and basketball hoops, between resignation and hope, is striking. Nobody knows that better than Essex County Sheriff Frank Cousins. He presides over both the farm and the Middleton jail. And under Cousins, Essex County has 100 more inmates in reentry than the entire state prison system. But he's frustrated that he can't move more people from the jail to the farm and toward reentry.
It's almost like a hotel lobby where you, or a hospital emergency room where you're trying to find someone to bed. You're trying to get a doctor to look at him. You know, it's the same routine, really, when you think about it. It's exactly the same.
In the sheriff's case, it's actually worse. Like there's a mass casualty, and the doctors can't operate. state sentencing laws tie his hands when it comes to treating inmates who've committed a range of crimes such as selling drugs in school zones or failure to pay child support.
There's a mandatory, you can't really move him up to the Lawrence Farm. You can't let him do community service. You can't let him do work release because that individual is going to be housed at the House of Correction. You're limited what you can do with them, even though they are going to be released.
So even here in Essex County, which embraces reentry, warehousing and stockpiling become the policy by default at the Middleton Jail for many inmates who might be eligible and motivated. Meanwhile, the farm continues to send graduates into jobs and halfway houses and after release supervision that make their return to jail much less likely. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.